Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Milt Burns. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Schultz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Hollingsworth. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Al Hollingsworth. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Don Ross. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Wood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal White. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal White. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer, who is chasing the ball. Gutteridge reaches third base with a triple. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla takes first base on ball four. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White has Gutteridge trapped. There's the throw to Higgins and over to Richards, who tags Gutteridge for the out. Zarrilla moves to third. McQuinn moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs strikes out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover takes first base on ball four. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hoover moves to second. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burns. Wood reaches second base with a double. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Richards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Zarrilla hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hoover hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kramer moves to second. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. Wakefield hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Lobbs reaches second base with a double. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lobbs scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. Christman hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Hoover settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Higgins moves to second. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Wood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burns. Wood reaches second base with a double. Higgins scores. Ross moves to third. It's Browns, 1, Tigers, 1. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 1 in the game. Richards is walked intentionally. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Schultz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ross scores. Wood moves to third. Richards moves to second. It's 2-1, Tigers. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Zerilla fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Zerilla. Wood scores. Richards scores. White goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Tigers. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hoover strikes out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 2 in the game. Wakefield hits a line drive into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 1 in the game. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Hollingsworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins juggles the ball. That's an error on Higgins. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Gutteridge hits a line drive towards short. Hoover catches it and throws to first to double up Hollingsworth. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a line drive towards short. Stevens reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ross takes first base on ball 4. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Wood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ross moves to second. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zerilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerilla is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Zerilla takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. York fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McQuinn moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hoover. McQuinn scores. Lobbs goes all the way around to score. Stevens moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-3, Tigers. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stevens scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-4, Tigers. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Kramer hits a line drive into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hoover is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-2 in the game. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schultz for the out. One out. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Hollingsworth hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hollingsworth for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-3 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wakefield for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-3 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Zarrilla strikes out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-3 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood misplays the ball. That's an error on Wood. Lobbs moves to second. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lobbs scores. Stevens moves to second. It's Browns, 5, Tigers, 5. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-3 in the game. Christman hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Wood bunts towards the mound. Hollingsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Ross moves to second. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Richards hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 5. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-3 in the game. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schultz for the out. One out. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is 0-for-3 in the game. Hollingsworth hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Richards fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hoover bunts towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Gutteridge covering, for the out. Kramer moves to second. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-4 in the game. Wakefield strikes out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. York is walked intentionally. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.